This is Radio Nepal, a Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Lawmakers drew the attention of the government on current issues in the meeting of the National Assembly today. Maoist Centre Chair Prachanda claims state partnership program would be scrapped. And protests intensify in India over Indian Army's new hiring plan. Now, the news in detail. In today's meeting of the National Assembly, the lawmakers have drawn the attention of the government on current issues. Member of Parliament Bamdev Gautam said that Nepal would not be involved in the US State Partnership Program, SPP, under any circumstances. Parliamentarian Gautam suggested that Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba should come to the Parliament and answer about the SPP. During the meeting, ruling Nepali Congress parliamentarian Prakash Pantha said that all parties should be sensitive in foreign affairs, as the Nepali Congress has made it clear that the US State Partnership Program, SPP, is not necessary. Dilkumari Rawal, Parvati, member of parliament from the main opposition party CPN-UML, demanded that the reality of the SPP should be brought to the notice of the House and drew the attention of the government to bring out the facts. Urmila Arial, a member of parliament from the ruling CPN Maoist Centre, said that although Nepal was clear about its non-aligned foreign policy, there was a problem as the parties were not serious about foreign policy. In the meeting, the lawmakers said that the foreign policy should not be changed even if the government changes, while opposing each other should not be done in such a way to tarnish the image of the country. The lawmakers added that the government was not serious even though the textbook did not reach the students for 2 months after the start of the academic session. In today's meeting, Secretary of the National Assembly, Rajendra Phuyal, tabled the Appropriation Bill 2022-23 received with the message from the House of Representatives. Chairperson of CPN Maoist Centre Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has said that the State Partnership Program, SPP, would be rescinded. Talking to media persons in Chitwan today, Chair Dahal said that SPP would not be passed by issuing a 12-point explanatory declaration like Millennium Challenge Corporation MCC. Chair Dahal added that MCC was endorsed only by issuing a 12-point descriptive note, but there will be no such practice in regard to the SPP and it will be repealed instead. Responding to a query of media persons, he clarified that there will be no changes in the alliance immediately. The impoverished families admitted to the designated public health facilities in the Kathmandu district will get blood service free of cost from June 15. Those targeted communities receiving treatment at Kanti Children's Hospital at Maharajganj and Paropakar Maternity and Women's Hospital will avail blood for free. The Central Blood Transfusion Service Center, run by Nepal Red Cross Society and District Health Office, Kathmandu, signed an agreement for the same recently. The Bagmati Province government will bear the expenses for the same. 7 Indian nationals who were missing while rafting in the Kali Gandaki River last evening have been rescued. The Indian tourist from the Gorakhpur area had gone missing in the river after a boat capsized while rafting near the Rani Mahal area of Palpa. Chief District Officer of Palpa, Jagannath Panta, said all 7 people were rescued within 45 minutes of the incident with the help of local residents and boatmen. Likewise, CDO Panta has urged all not to go boating in the Kali Gandaki River as the monsoon season has already started. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has predicted heavy rainfall in some parts of the country today due to the influence of monsoon winds, cautioning the people to remain alert to possible risk. 1 or 2 parts of Province No. 1 and the Madhes Province are likely to receive heavy rainfall today, while the risk remains of soil erosion and landslide in the hilly regions of these provinces. Likewise, levels of water in rivers and intermittent rivers are likely to rise, and daily life of the people and the transport sector may be affected by monsoon activities. Today, there is a partly to generally cloudy in Province No. 1, Madhes, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces, along with the hilly regions of the rest of the provinces, and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Presently, light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is taking place in few places of province number 1, Madhes, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces. Similarly, there will be generally cloudy in province number 1, Madhes, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces and partly to generally cloudy in the rest of the country tonight. You're listening to Radio Nepal's News in English. Now on to some international updates. Protests have intensified in India over a new reform scheme to hire soldiers for a fixed term for the armed forces. The demonstrations are particularly strong in the northern states of Bihar and Uttar Pradesh, where protesters have set trains on fire and blocked key highways demanding a rollback of the reforms. The reform announcement is aimed at cutting the army's expenditure on ballooning salaries and pensions, which consumes more than half of its budget and freeing up funds to modernize the forces. The government said this would also enhance the youthful profile of the armed forces. The program has also been received as a criticism from some military generals and defense experts who say it could weaken the structure of the army and could have serious ramifications for national security, especially when India has tense borders with two of its neighbors, Pakistan and China. Sri Lankan Central Bank Governor has said Sri Lanka could have avoided its current economic turmoil if it had gone to the International Monetary Fund, IMF, for a bailout sooner. In a talk program with BBC, Governor P. Nandalal Weerasinghe told that delay in seeking outside help was a mistake. The country has said it needs $5 billion this year in support from the international community, including the IMF. Sri Lanka defaulted on its foreign debt for the first time in its history last month. Mr. Weerasinghe said Sri Lanka was experiencing its worst economic crisis since independence from Britain in 1948. The World Bank has warned that as many as 12 other developing countries are at risk of default over the coming year. The analysts say states such as Maldives, Rwanda, Ethiopia and Senegal are all on the financial brink. Egypt, Ghana and Pakistan are also seen as intensely vulnerable. With this, we have almost come to the end of this bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Lawmakers drew the attention of the government on current issues in the meeting of the National Assembly today. Maoist Centre Chair Prachanda claims state partnership program would be scrapped, and protest intensify in India over Indian Army's new hiring plan. Well, that's the end of this bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.